Metaphysical Healing, A Scientific Demonstration. George Bulatsa Jr., FRC.
There is a common denominator running through the various forms of metaphysical healing practices. In all successful systems, the healer slips into a state in which he is in contact with the healing spirit or force, and is therefore in attunement with the cosmic mind. In some cultures, the healer might refer to this as a trance, in others, as a meditative, hypnotic state, or a dreamlike detachment from the external world. In all cases, however, the absent healer gets the feeling of relinquishing identity and volition. Undoubtedly, it is the extreme mental receptivity which is characteristic of absent healers, which gives the feeling that he is not the cause of the healing, but only the instrument of a cosmic force. A second universal characteristic of the psychic healer is a sense of oneness with the subject or subjects. Experimentally, the unification seems to be similar to the merging of a hypnotic subject with the environment, once the subject relinquishes her personal superstructure. Linked in this common bond with the patient, the healer mobilizes and aids the patient's own self-repair mechanism. Thus, patients essentially heal themselves through the acceleration of their own bodily repair mechanisms. However, as with any skill, the practice of the absent healing art in a culture involves training, practice, and experience. Besides the healer's readiness and experience, another less noted and yet more important criterion is present. Just as the healer must be receptive to the cosmic light, so the subject must be receptive to the influx of light. The healer is an amplifier of the light. The healer is not the light itself. As an amplifier, healers are attuned to the cosmic vibration. They do not change or modulate the vibration, but channel and share what they receive with the subject, with whom they are also attuned. Healers are a link, although not the only link, between the cosmic and the subject. Actually, they are more in a condition of resonance between the cosmic and the subject, and induce, through resonance, a harmonious balance in the receptive subject. If the subject is not, quote, open and receptive to cosmic harmony, the inductive process cannot proceed. The greatest cause for failure in psychic healing is a lack of receptivity in the subject. That it is possible to observe inductive harmonization by the art of absent healing has been and is still being demonstrated in Rosicrucian laboratories. In one experiment, subjects were asked to relax. They were told that their body potential would be measured while they were allowed to meditate for approximately 1 hour. The subjects were further instructed that during this meditative period, they were to hold an attitude of receptivity. In the preliminary instructions, this attitude of receptivity and passive observation was stressed. The subjects were then hooked up to a recording Hewlett-Packard null voltmeter. A positive gold electrode was placed on the right hand index finger and a negative gold electrode on the left index finger. Direct metal-to-skin contact was avoided by means of a, quote, bridge, consisting of a physiological salt solution. Unknown to the receptive subject, the Rosicrucian Council of Solace was attuning itself with the cosmic and the subject. The Council of Solace regularly extends metaphysical aid in the form of absent treatments to those who are ill, injured, or in some need of mental or physical aid. This council applies the principles of the Rosicrucian order in order that certain powers of the cosmic may benefit the one who is distressed. Metaphysical aid is regularly given to both non-members and members of the order. The Council of Solace is not a group of miracle workers. They work in accordance with natural and cosmic laws. But the success of the Council of Solace is indicated by the thousands of letters which are received each year stating that persons have been helped and that benefits have been received, which in many cases seemed almost miraculous. However, there are other cases which have been on file for a great length of time, which report no startling changes or benefits. It seems that for a treatment to be successful, subjects must be receptive and cooperative. They must want a change to appear in their lives and in their attitudes toward life. They must be open and prepared to learn new lessons in order that they may fulfill the law of cosmic compensation. Only then can they realize physical and mental relief. Through this process, the council can aid the receptive individual in restoring physical harmonium and mental balance. In the first preliminary experiment reported here, the subject was not informed that he would be the object of the council's metaphysical aid. He was merely informed that he was to produce a meditative state of receptivity. For a 16-minute period, the subject produced a steady electric body potential of minus 16 millivolts, which in this case means that there was a minus 16 millivolt difference in electrical potential from his negative left hand to his positive right hand. This reading is a little on the high side, possibly indicating either a long-term anxiety or the healing of an illness or trauma. Normal readings usually fall in the range of minus 1 to minus 10 millivolts. A few seconds past 12:51 Pacific Standard Time, the Council of Solace, well situated in the Grand Lodge Temple, began its treatment of the subject located in the laboratory of Rose Qua University, some distance away. Instantly, the subject's body potential dropped to zero, indicating a totally balanced condition in the energy field of the subject's body. The Council of Solace worked for 90 seconds, during which the body potential of the subject remained balanced at zero. At the termination of the Council's visualization period, the subject's body potential returned to minus 13 millivolts. During the Council's regular work period, the subject briefly returned to a zero potential, and then back again to minus 13 millivolts. Over a 15-minute period, the potential gradually decreased to minus 11 millivolts and then suddenly dropped to a balanced condition where it remained for 30 minutes, at which time the experiment was terminated. Subjects participating in absent healing experiments were unaware of these potential changes as they occurred. They simply reported a sense of well-being, which they attributed to their receptive meditation period. The startling and drastic changes in body potential observed in this experiment are most unusual. While it is possible to slowly bring the body potential to a more balanced condition through meditation and relaxation alone, it takes 30 to 60 minutes for subjects in a minus 8 to minus 10 millivolt range to drop to a minus 1 to minus 3 millivolt range. Rosicrucians who devote regular daily periods to relaxation and meditation generally remain within the minus 1 to minus 3 millivolt range, unless recovering from illness or injury, or unless they are unusually anxious. While the Council of Solace does not work miracles, this experiment does potentially demonstrate that the Rosicrucian art of absent healing can and does affect the electromagnetic aura and aids the cosmic in restoring balance, health, and harmony to receptive individuals. The work of the Rosicrucian is both practical and nurturing. It is a work that brings about self-change and self-growth. For all those who seek, for all who dream, and for all who are receptive to attunement with the cosmic, the art of absent healing holds promise and hope.